All right, let's get to the county commissioner's agenda from yesterday morning. Anything on citizens' comments?
We didn't have anybody for citizens' comments, so that did allow us some extra time to review the accounts payable claims. Obviously, the second Monday of the month is when we pay the bulk of those claims, so we utilize that time for that purpose there. So,
after that, you had the Board of Equalization meeting and property valuation protest hearing.
This was a little bit of a unique deal. The first agenda item yesterday was a Board of Equalization matter, so Steve Downer took over the portion of the meeting. We had Christy Correll, Red Willow County Assessor, with us there. What this was a property valuation protest hearing dealing with a case in which this was some omitted property that had been overlooked and we had approved here in the last few weeks. And because of that, they get an additional 30 days to file a protest if they disagree with the valuations. And in this case, that certainly was the situation there. And what it was more of concerns on a metal building. And we did find out some new information. The gentleman presented us actual cost of the construction of the building, and then also information as far as just having a dirt or gravel floor instead of a concrete floor, and then we also had the quality wrong. So in the end, after finding out all the final information, we did go ahead and prove this, the changes that were going to be corrected, and certainly lowered that valuation. So unique case, but certainly one of those that by law we certainly go through the process, and I believe we'll have one more here in the next week or two.
And then you're done.
Yep.
For this year.
For this year. Steve Downer will be done forever there, being he'll be retired, you know. So.
How many did you have those again this year?
How
many do you think?
We didn't. It wasn't too bad of a year. I believe we were right around that 50 number there. So. Definitely have had a lot more in years past, yeah. But certainly you never know from one year to the next.
Every year is different, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened after that, and you had a visit from Mr. Andy Long over the McCook EDC.
That's correct. Andy Long was in, and obviously he makes every attempt he can to get in and see us once a quarter there and discuss what's going on with the MEDC. Really, a lot of different things. Number one, they're still been actively working on the business transition and startup programs. And actually, over the last quarter, they've had a lot of action there. A total of six businesses that have created or retained 22 jobs. Continue the work with Mid Plains Community College on the Hormel Entrepreneurship Competition and certainly promote that. They also have been working on housing improvements and partnering with Southwest Nebraska Community Betterment Corporation. They've continued to work through the TIF assistance, working on continuing providing fiber optics to all the homes. And, of course, one of the big ones that we've heard a lot about is the early childhood education. And then also the fact that they're really promoting, and I think through this whole COVID pandemic, we've seen more of it, is the remote work expansion there. And really they're developing some office space on the fourth floor of the Keystone, in which they have put up some cubicles and providing internet services and those types of things. So people that are working from home, if they want to at least get out of their physical place of residence there, and they can rent a space in the Keystone and go ahead and do their work that way. And Andy really reiterated a lot on the fact that we are seeing a lot of people moving not only from the Front Range but different areas of the country. And certainly through all this, we're seeing more of this work from home status there. So it's probably a little bit of the wave of the future, and hard to believe that it's really transitioning this quickly, but he is staying on top of that, and they're exploring new ways to help make workspaces available for these people. And then ending, he just spoke about our membership as Red Willow County and you know, hopes that in the future we can continue to keep that strong and maybe build upon that. So always good to have Andy in, and he certainly had a lot of information for us yesterday, and obviously you can tell that he's very busy.
Oh, without a doubt. He makes calls at our open line program. We talk a lot about what he does, and every day, it's never a dull day with him.
No, he's definitely very active, and that's a very good sign to see anyway.
Had some items on the consent agenda as well?
We did. Item number one is always approving minutes. That's just a housekeeping matter that we do every week. Second item was approve accounts payable claims, and I related to that earlier on as being the second Monday of the month, so there was a large amount of them, $236,948.42. The third item was approve changes to pledge securities for the county treasurer. That was dated on 8-3 of 2020, just showing where the money is invested in the different banks in Red Willow County. And then the final item was oversized load permit for Wardcraft Homes. In this case, they were obviously moving a home from Minden, Nebraska, and going to Hagler, Nebraska. So it just shows their route as they travel through Red Willow County. Once we got done with that, we then went into the fun item, budget workshop.
Another budget workshop, yes.
And this is just going to be a continuing deal for all of August, I'm sure, here. So yesterday, we did go ahead and review all the budgets. A week ago, we'd had the county clerk, Tammy Teal, send all of them back out to all the different elected officials and department heads, have them reevaluate their numbers. Those were resubmitted, and as we were looking through them yesterday, just most everybody made some cuts. I mean, a lot of budgets are pretty fine line already there, so there's not a lot of wiggle room in there to make changes, but people did make those attempts. But obviously, knowing the situation we're in and the fact that valuations are obviously for countywide are probably going to be down. We haven't had the official numbers, but it appears that there is a decline. It's a tough budget year there. So next week we're going to start out with some budget hearings. We're first going to have the sheriff and then jail budgets for discussion. We'll be discussing the fair budget, Red Willow County Health Department, and then also extension. And then the following week we may have more offices come in also. So next Monday will be a very busy meeting. I know there was a lot of items already on the agenda, and we will definitely try to have Dan Miller, our budget preparer, in prior to these hearings so we can get some more information from him and then move on to our business. So it's going to be a tough few weeks here, but certainly we're looking at all the options available. So
you think you might need that extra meeting on the 31st, or what? Tough to tell right now.
Yeah, I'm almost certain we probably will. We haven't made it official yet. Probably an item we're going to have on probably next week, but certainly I would foresee that we'll need to have the 31st also. So,
all right. Correspondence, City of McCook notice of hearing?
That's correct, and this was actually a public hearing they had last night on the Co subdivision just out west of town here. That was just a notice for us to review. And then going on to wrap up the morning was we had three reports. The first was Clerk of District Court's monthly revenue report. This is a housekeeping matter that's submitted to us each and every month. And then the next two items were COVID-related, Southwest Nebraska Public Health Department's COVID update. And I know we've talked about this quite a bit, but certainly, and you've heard from Myra Stoney, but they are in phase four, but still strongly recommending people to use extra caution and make sure that you're doing your temperature checks, wearing face mask, social distancing, and so forth there. So just continue to spread those that information and try to just basically be a good reminder to everybody. And then the third one was from the Department of Health and Human Services, just their COVID update as far as the direct health measures that are out there, as far as how bars and restaurants do business, how child care facilities take care of business, social gatherings, churches, whatnot. Anyway, so just a lot of additional information that all of us have obviously seen quite a bit of over the last few months there.
So good information last night.
Absolutely. There's plenty of information, and certainly the big topic was with Andy Long and how the MEDC is progressing and everything they got going on, and then also no doubt trying to work on budgets there. So.
All right. Redwood County Commissioners meet every Monday morning, 9 o'clock at the courthouse, and the public is always invited to come on by.
We certainly welcome people to attend, but certainly through all the things that have been going on, we strongly encourage people to try to take care or take advantage of all the internet availabilities and try to do business that way also. So
Earl's going to be meeting with those Big Ten commissioners, the rest of them today. He's going to be right in the thick of things. He's going to say, we won our college football, right?
Yeah. Everybody was kind of gearing up, getting excited for it, and then they kind of let the air out of us yesterday there. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there. So we'll wait and see.
Fine, about 9:30, 10 o'clock this morning.
Absolutely. Yeah. It sounds like the big decision's coming. And I guess just to wrap it up, I will I know there's always been a lot of people calling and wondering. The household waste facility is open on a more normal basis again now. We did have a new person start employment on August 3rd there. It's Josh Mullen. He's going to be not only the household waste director, but also a weed control superintendent. Sent him to some classes weed control wise last week in Kearney, but certainly it's going to take a few months of transition and learning, but he'll get there and do a fabulous job for us. And certainly, you know, on top of that, don't want to take anything away from Bill Elliott, who managed those programs for years and obviously done a good job himself. So